Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. This informational interview series is meant to give you information about different careers and the professionals in those careers, and how they got to where they are today. Use the information gathered to help you on your career journey and as an example of how to do an informational interview. I also recommend that you do your own informational interviews. Nothing can replace you getting the information and building your own network. So while you're listening, this is valuable information, but you should also be doing your own informational interviews. Today, we're going to be doing an informational interview with Robert Suzuki. Hello, Robert, and thank you for joining us today here on Ask John. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We love having guests on and kind of talking about their career journey. So to start out, I want to ask you the question that all of our listeners always get asked in every interview they've ever been in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I'm a USC grad. Got out of the Dornsife program in 2007, graduated 2007 from the philosophy school, and have been involved with the Alumni Association ever since. Different groups, Asian Pacific Alumni Association, most recently with the Dornsife Alumni Council, Board of Governors, and I'll be joining the Asian Pacific Alumni Board this summer. So an active alum, very proud of my USC experience and always amazed by all the students that are there now. So congrats to everyone listening. I started a new role at Press Juicery based here in Culver City about 2 months ago. Prior to that, I had been working with a London-based sports entertainment company with large format sports venues in the US, UK, and UAE. And before that, in the restaurant space, national restaurant space. Here at Prest, I have an interesting role. I lead our HR training, our legal, and then our IT and our engineering, our technical engineering teams. So it's kind of a people and places role.
Yeah.
And a lot of focus on our culture and our business processes internally.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you were talking about kind of your undergraduate, you graduated with your degree in philosophy. What was the plan when you were getting your degree in philosophy? Was this always the plan, kind of going into an HR space? Or what was the original plan?
No, not at all. I thought I would be in real estate.
Okay.
And I didn't think I needed a specific degree for that. I happened to fall into philosophy, and I took it as a fundamental 101 class my freshman year, and I really loved it. So yeah. I actually put together a Excel sheet of, you know, the different options, different degree programs out there, and listed it or sorted it by hour requirements, because, you know, I really wanted to like try all different types of classes, and I didn't want to be pigeonholed into a certain subject. Philosophy happened to be one of the lowest hour requirements. I don't know if that's still the case, so someone could do the math. And I happened to really enjoy the classwork, so I said, "Hey, this must be a sign." And I declared shortly thereafter. And I really credit that to this kind of breadth and depth of kind of experience I've had so far, because at USC, I wasn't pigeonholed into one specific, you know, study. I was a philosophy major, but I was able to really explore a lot of different parts of the school and had a really great broad experience.
Yeah. So how did you, and kind of walk us through your career journey, how did you kind of go from kind of the breadth and the depth of a philosophy degree, maybe skewing towards real estate, into kind of that people solutions, HR kind of work that you do now?
I got an internship at USC through the real estate school.
Okay.
And worked there while I was in school. Mm-hmm. And got hired after I graduated. So this was a mid-sized commercial real estate developer. We had a few different funds, and this was about 2006.
Okay.
And then 2008, 2009, we had the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
We had a shopping center that was actually owned by the partners. It wasn't owned by a fund of ours, meaning yep. it was very important to us that it succeeded. Yep. We had a tenant, a Charo Chicken, which is a small franchise from SoCal, that mm-hmm. just kept on turning. We couldn't keep it open, the franchise kept on getting sold. The third time it closed, we were at risk of losing that center to the bank foreclosure. This is, again, 2009, like the worst of the recession.
The height of bad times. Yep. Yeah.
Bad times. So we kind of threw a Hail Mary, and we, without really telling our lender, we brought a high school friend of one of the partners over to run the business, a father-in-law who had a restaurant. We asked him to help us create a menu. Mm-hmm. And we just, myself and two other partners in the real estate business, kind of put together this restaurant to save this center.
Please join us for part two of our conversation with Robert Suzuki.